everybody. Bill Buckmaster along with our friend Ray Allen. Ray producing and engineering our show. He had a great time. Ray's back from the Seeing the Boss, the Springsteen concert up at the Talking Stick Arena in Phoenix. Ray saying it was the best concert he's ever seen. So we're glad Ray had a great time. And seeing the Springsteen concert, that must have been very cool indeed. Welcome to the Buckmaster Show. It is Monday, March 14th, 2016. We're coming to you live from AM 1030 KVOI, Tucson's Voice. We have a full show as usual for you. We get things rolling with our Monday political face-off with John Munger and Vince Robigo, followed at 12:30 by our monthly scam alert. This is a great service that the Better Business Bureau of Southern Arizona puts out. We'll be talking about that, and then we'll talk with Dr. Mark Sykes, head of the Tucson-based Planetary Science Institute, about the launch of an important space mission to Mars today. This was a Russian launch, but I understand the American space program also has, I think they're working on perhaps the component of the communication system. So we'll find out from Dr. Sykes about that. Our Monday political face-off features today our commentators John Munger, Tucson attorney and former president of the Arizona Board of Regents, and 2010 Republican candidate for Arizona governor. Vince Robigo is with us, longtime Democrat Party activist and former Arizona Attorney General candidate, also in 2010. He heads up the Hispanic Caucus for the Democratic Party of Pima County. The Monday political face-off sponsored by Moe's Gallery and Fine Framing, family-owned and run since 1985. Moe's specializing in custom frame mirrors, art for your walls, picture framing and hanging services, and hanging systems. Moe's Gallery and Fine Framing, Fort Lowell and Dodge, and at moesgallery.com and on Facebook. John and Vince, how was the weekend?
Fabulous weekend.
Great.
How about you?
Great weekend.
Had a great weekend. Thank you for asking. I was moderating one of the book events that was actually it was carried live on C-SPAN across the country Saturday morning on their book channel on C-SPAN, and I was interviewing he's a presidential historian, Douglas Brinkley, and he's written several books about FDR and Teddy Roosevelt and their contributions to the park system. As you know, the park system is celebrating its centennial.
And so, I think his major claim to fame, I think he's Christy Brinkley's brother.
Is he?
I think he is.
Hmm. I know he had just come Saturday. He had been at the funeral for Nancy Reagan.
Yeah.
And so, but he's written so many books, 10 books. One of his books, he did the biography of Walter Cronkite.
Oh, wonderful.
So it was a great session, full house, and on national TV, and they actually have the interview up on their website on C-SPAN, which is very cool. Vince, how about you? How was the weekend?
It was a great weekend. I also went down there actually to the book festival twice. Actually, once with my son and once with my wife, so I enjoyed it quite a bit. And I got to hear a very interesting talk by Lalo Alcaraz, who's a cartoonist and a political satirist from California, talking about his show on the Fox Network, which is called Border Town. And it's a politically oriented show that skewers both sides. They talk about the immigration debate, and so there's enough for both. It's a good thing to bring up here for both conservatives and Democrats to like on the show.
Just well, skewering we all politics. Have something to skewer, don't we?
Yeah. We sure do. And so if you haven't seen it, it's on Sunday nights, and he gave a great talk about bringing a show to fruition and where it's animation, so it's not your typical show. So and he talked a lot about that and how the process works and just the response they've gotten from all quarters has been interesting to see.
790-2040. John was our first caller, and he wants to get right into the Trump campaign. So let's go to John. Hello, John.
Hello. Yes. Thank you for taking my call. I had a question for Mr. Munger, and if Vince wants to chime in, that'd be great too. I had a question about Donald Trump's kind of campaign infrastructure. With the electoral college in mind, assuming that he actually gets the nomination, Ohio and Florida tend to decide these elections. Does Trump actually have campaign infrastructure in these two states, like campaign headquarters volunteers get out the butt effort and stuff like that? Or is he still pretty much, you know, riding this wave of free media getting and leading to his success?
You know, I'm not in a position to answer that, John. I think that's a great question. I don't think Trump is going to win in Ohio tonight or on tomorrow night. I do think he'll win in Florida. Whether he has enough electoral votes to outright win at the convention without a what they call a brokered convention, I don't know. I don't think anybody knows. But you're asking a very good question. Does he have an infrastructure in the states? I don't think it would be hard for him to develop that because he's got such wide support. There's so many people out there. But that, I think that's a great question. I don't have the answer to it, unfortunately.
And I don't know either. I suspect, I mean, with the momentum that he has amongst the Republican base, you know, the real question is going to be, I think, it seems like, and this is counter to what I would like, that he will have enough votes. And then it's going to be, you know, the question is there going to be efforts by the Republican establishment at the convention to try to not recognize that?
Well,
what do you think about it? This is the heart of your party,
well,
so I don't know about that.
I think there's certainly some what I like to call part of the Washington cartel establishment Republicans who have, you know, are against reform within the party who will try to stop him. I think that Trump's base is very wide. I think getting back to John's question, given the fact that there will be primaries or caucuses in every state, you know, it's funny, and Vince, you've been there. Number one, the parties have organizations built in. So if he gets the nomination, the party structure will be there for him. Certainly in the Republican Party, people don't realize the Republican Party and the Democratic Party operate very differently. The Republican Party, I think you'd agree, Vince, has a stronger, as a party, a stronger organization than the Democratic Party does. You may disagree with that.
In what sense?
I just get the sense, and it's not important to me, but I just get the sense that the Republican Party has a stronger organization as a party. The Democratic Party often operates through other organizations, for example, unions and other things like that. But getting beyond that, the Republican, whether that's true or not, the Republican organization will be there for whoever the Republican candidate is. And I think also, by virtue of having campaigned in every state, Trump will have developed a pretty solid infrastructure of his own as a candidate. So I'm not very worried about it, but I think it's a very, very good question.
Yeah, just to follow up on that, and with respect to what John was suggesting, I don't think there's any real difference at all in terms of the strength of the parties. The difference I see on the between the GOP and the Democratic Party is that the one difference I do see that you are sort of iron-fisted is with respect to discipline and trying to, you know, root out people that don't agree with your platform. That's what it seems like to me.
How can you say that?
Well,
we had 17 candidates.
Let's bring it locally, for example. You have people, you have the Maricopa County Republican Party, because they view Senator John McCain to not be a purist Republican, voting to censure him, voting to say anybody but McCain. So what you see, I think you see these party structures, and it may be different at the national level. Maybe you're just talking national. But what I see is there are these efforts to sort of, you know, be iron-fisted, and if you don't agree, then we don't want you in the party. And so how can you explain that attack against McCain then?
Well, I explain that attack against McCain on the basis that we are a wide-open party, and people are free to express their views, and they're going to be pro and con.
But that's party structure that did that.
Well,
that was an official Maricopa County Republican Party.
Well, I agree, and that happens in some places, and it doesn't happen in other places. But I think that the fact that we had 17 candidates out there to start, and the Democratic Party had two.
They had more than two.
Well, they had three.
They had five.
Well, okay.
They had five.
And Republicans are very independent people, and they're going to squabble, and they're going to take sides within their own ranks, but I'm confident we'll pull together. I don't see any lockstep going on in the Republican Party. I think people are all over the place. But I think they'll come together for the Republican candidate, because the one thing we have in common is none of us want to see Hillary Clinton get elected. Now, whether we're right or wrong, that is the common element in the Republican Party.
I disagree. I just watched yesterday Senator Marco Rubio, one of the top three standard bearers for the Republican Party, talking about this question of what Republicans would do if Trump were
He said Rubio.
he didn't go one way or the other, but what he talked about other Republicans, and he said he thought that many Republicans would simply stay home if Donald Trump is the candidate. So that's directly contrary to what you're saying. They're all going to rise up and support Trump, and you have Marco Rubio, U.S. Senator, saying otherwise.
Now you're changing the subject. Now you're talking about who's going to support Trump. The issue that you raised originally is that we have some kind of internal structure where the party makes the candidates, and the party here. All you have to do is look at Reince Priebus at the national level, and he said, look, wide open, the national party has taken the position, we got 17 candidates, we're not going to interfere with it, and the National Republican Party has not interfered with it. I think that's very clear, and the National Republican Party says, hey, guys, have it out, and they have had it out, and I think that's very healthy. That's hardly dictatorial behavior by the party.
And maybe you're right. That's why I was making the distinction between national, and maybe you're wide open at the top.
But
at the state level, you don't see that. You've seen these efforts to go after what are called rhinos, Republicans in name
only.
All right,
gentlemen, hold your thoughts. Let's take our break right here. This is the Monday Political Face-Off presented by Moe's Gallery and Fine Framing. The live line's open, 790-2040, if you'd like to get in on the conversation. Be right back.
Honey, welcome home. How was your trip to L.A.?
Flying out of Tucson was the way to go. I got 3 whole days of FaceTime with the board, and they liked the fact that I saved the company time and money by flying out of TIA.
Oh, honey, that's great. Sounds like your career is really taking off.
You bet. With so many daily flights to L.A., I can get there in no time at all.
Flying from Tucson International Airport is convenient and cost-effective. Check out our cost comparison calculator at flytucson.com or text the word COMPARE to 51313. Fly Tucson. It's the way to go.
Business owners and managers upgrade your workforce through training customized to meet your needs. Pima Community College offers affordable, specialized training for companies large and small. Instruction is delivered how, when, and where you want it, whether online, at your business, or a customized combination. Pima Community College instructors make training relevant with a focus on today's real-world business needs and measurable success. Learn more at 206-6593, 206-6593.
What if you could see tomorrow? Biosphere 2. Find out why visitors journey here from all over to explore future life on our planet. Guided tours take you inside and behind the scenes of this fascinating 21st century research experiment. Now, experience our new What If interactive event series every Saturday at this must-see wonder of the world. At Biosphere 2, you will see tomorrow.
The Southern Arizona News Examiner, reporting the news from a different perspective. Local opinion from Emil Franzi, Bill Richardson, and Bruce Ash. Our national columnists are the best. Michael Barone, Thomas Sowell, Ilan Berman, Avik Roy, Bill Tatro, and A View from the Left with Sam Smith of Progressive Review. Plus, Michael Ramirez political cartoons. It is thoughtful opinion and commentary only found in the Southern Arizona News Examiner. Free subscriptions at SOAZNewsX.com.
This is Bill Buckmaster. Green Things has been the place for all things green for the Buckmaster household for many years. From 2-inch succulents to 10-foot tall palms and desert trees, Green Things has it all on 13 acres and 33 greenhouses full of plants, pottery, and gardening supplies. Visit Green Things at 3384 East River Road by the Rito Riverwalk and on the web at greenthingsaz.com.
Hi, this is Sean McCluskey, co-owner and designated broker for Rincon Ventures. If you're a rental owner by choice or by accident, and you're looking to hire or change property management companies, consider Rincon Ventures. We employ an aggressive web-based advertising strategy to market your rental. We thoroughly screen prospective tenants and conduct routine property inspections. Our online system gives tenants the ability to pay rent and file maintenance requests instantly over the web. Our owners can use the same system to instantly check on their properties. Call Rincon Ventures at 881-2258 or visit us on the web at rvprop.com.
This new year opens up a world of possibilities. So how about making your vacation dreams a reality? For more than 40 years, Bon Voyage Travel has advised our clients on virtually every detail of their travel planning. Whether it's a luxury cruise, African safari, romantic beach getaway, or perhaps a journey off the beaten path, we work hard to make the most out of your investment. So all you have to do is just pack your bags. To get started, call Bon Voyage Travel today at 797-1110.
This is Bill Buckmaster. Join us Tuesday for the Tuesday Moneymaker Report with Shelley Fishman, plus our arts report with Tucson arts writer Margaret Regan. Buckmaster airs live noon to 1 on Tucson's Voice, AM 1030 KVOI. We've got live streaming, podcasts, and the complete show archive on my website, buckmastershow.com. Welcome back to the Buckmaster Show, the Monday Political Face-Off, featuring today John Munger and Vince Robigo, brought to you by our friends at Moe's Gallery and Fine Framing, Fort Lowell and Dodge, moesgallery.com, and on Facebook. John, some of your thoughts on what turned out to be a very disruptive weekend for Donald Trump.
Well, what happened was people came in and disrupted Donald Trump's event. Now, you know, people, it infuriates me. People say, well, they didn't like what he said. Well, I don't care if they didn't like what he said. They don't have a right to disrupt free speech. Donald Trump was giving a speech to his people, and these protesters came in and protested the event. They don't have a right to disrupt free speech. And it's not right to blame Donald Trump for the disruptors. They may not like what he said, but he gets to say it. This is America. And they may not like his tone or something else, but he has not violated the law. They do not get to disrupt. That is not their right. Now, let me just say, you have not seen us on our side disrupting any of their events. And I'm telling all the Republicans out there, do not go to a Bernie Sanders event or a Hillary Clinton event and disrupt. It is not right. But you cannot blame on Donald Trump the fact that outsiders come in and try to disrupt his event. And it infuriates me.
I can tell.
That people are saying, well, Trump is disruptive.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. Donald Trump wasn't the one disrupted the event.
Vince.
What I would say is this, that people should not disrupt other people's events. So I'm not here to say what John is claiming that other people say, or that I might say, because I'm not here to defend any protester for disrupting an event. That shouldn't happen, no matter what party you're in. But what I would say, I'll be bipartisan today, because I'll join plenty of Republicans who point out the toxic environment that mm-hmm. Donald Trump is creating at his own rallies by encouraging the use of violence, by saying things like, in the old days, we used to beat these people up. I will pay for your legal fees if you rough them up. And when you have this mob that has been incited, the reality is he bears some responsibility for his people taking that next step. Remember when
they haven't taken the next step.
They have roughed up people.
No.
Are you kidding
That's
me?
That's a Secret Service.
No, other people
and
have as well.
I will tell
I've
you.
I've seen videos. I saw a video of a veteran, an old veteran, that now said he was
Korean
very sorry.
Korean War veteran.
Korean
yeah.
War veteran that apologized for hitting a black woman. I saw a video of a nicely dressed man who wasn't even a protester, who cursed okay. at and punched a black man. It's on video, John.
Okay, well,
you can't deny reality here.
Let me just say this, that when you get events of 25,000, 30,000 people, like a football game. There are going to be some crazy people out there doing some stuff. But Donald Trump is up giving his speech. And people who have taken the time to come to that speech get angry. And I'm sorry that the disruptors are in there disrupting. They should not be in there. They should be out. There were places set out where they could protest. They can protest all they want. I don't have a problem with that. They don't have a right to disrupt event. Well, now I will tell you, you don't like what Donald Trump has said. That's fine.
He's inciting violence. That's what I don't like. Oh, well, nobody has the right to cry fire in a crowded theater. You don't have a right to incite violence. There's a difference between political ideas.
That does not give them a right to come in.
I didn't say it did. Okay. It doesn't give him right to incite violence either. Well, you have to admit that.
You and I may disagree on whether he's inciting violence.
Saying you'll pay the legal
fees. The main point is these people did not have a right to come in. Now you
That's not the main point. That is not at all the main point.
Look, you may not like what Donald Trump says. But you don't have a right to disrupt his event, period.
Agree with that. But that's, again, go on to the next step, John.
And I'm just telling all the Republicans out there, do not go to a Bernie Sanders event or a Hillary Clinton event and disrupt it.
So let's talk about what else he's done. Let's talk about outside of the events. Early, probably about two months ago, two men beat a Hispanic homeless man in Baltimore savagely and were arrested, and they invoked Donald Trump and his verbal anti-Hispanic, anti-Mexican rhetoric. And guess what Donald Trump's first remarks were? My followers are passionate.
They are
Rather than immediately rebuking a hate crime where someone was seriously injured and criminally attacked, he calls his followers patriots who are passionate. Now, you tell me that's a responsible person who ought to be the next president of the United States, John, I could not disagree with you more than 250%.
Because you're way wrong about this. That's fine. You may not agree with the things he says or how he says it, and I'm not here to defend him. On that point. But what I'm here to say is that this press coverage blaming Donald Trump for the disruption at his events is just flat wrong. And it just shows you the bias of the press. And it wouldn't happen if these people did not come in and try to disrupt the events. It just wouldn't happen.
Now, let me disagree.
Now, you go to a football game and you're sitting next to somebody who's for the other team. And once in a while, people break out and they get in a little squabble. And it happens at football games. That is human nature. Okay? So let's move on, because the main point is Donald Trump gets to speak and you don't get to disrupt.
Okay, let's go to the live line. David has called us. David, how are you?
Good. I was just going to add that Donald Trump isn't the only one that's been protested at. I mean, Black Lives Matter has protested and disrupted Bernie Sanders, Hillary Clinton, and Bernie Sanders actually gave them the stage so they could talk. Never once did he say, "Oh, go beat them up, or I'll pay for your legal fees." But I just wanted one question for Munger. Can you really support a guy for president who wants to ban all Muslims from the United States?
That isn't what he said. What he said is he wanted a pause. He wanted an interim pause until we knew who these people are. That's all he said. Now, who can argue?
It's only on Muslims. He didn't mention any other people.
That's right. And we need to know who these people are before we willy-nilly. I guess you don't understand how much.
How free our
immigration system. We let people come into this country and we have no clue who they are. And all he's saying is, we want to know who they are. So this concept that he's permanently banning Muslims is just crazy. That's never what he said.
But he mentioned Muslim immigrants, not all immigrants.
Yes, because we don't know who they are. Look, if you don't understand that there are millions of Muslims out there who hate us. That's just the fact of the matter. And you need to understand there are millions of them. And we need to know who they are before they come in this country.
Vince,
there's nothing wrong with that.
Let me just say, you know, John, you don't want to, you say you're not defending Trump, but I'll tell you, there are plenty of respectable Republicans like John Kasich who called out Donald Trump yesterday on national TV about this environment and what he's doing to create these divisions. Now, the reality is, I want to step back for just a second because John has said something and said this would never have happened without them. That's actually not true because the Republican Party, and I've seen it here in Arizona, has been on a long, slow road to this sort of mob mentality. Let me remind you, two years ago, Sylvia Allen, state senator, at a large GOP dinner, she had, remember Joe the Plumber who supported John McCain? He was there talking about immigration. And I think it was 2 years ago, might have been the prior election cycle, and he said that we ought to just be shooting these immigrants as they cross the border. Now, if that is not sort of the lowest level of encouragement and violence accepted as mainstream by state senator, Republican here, well, and others,
Vince,
that's what's happening.
Vince,
that's what. Look, that's why the establishment is so afraid of Donald Trump.
You've had the Black Panthers with clubs at the voting booth.
This is a mainstream mainstreaming of violence, and you don't want to admit it.
This is mainstream. The Democrats, look, human nature on both sides, you're going to have some wackos out there.
All right. Gentlemen, thank you very much. John Munger, Vince Robigo, the Monday Political Face-Off. Hope you both have a great week.
Thank you.
Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
The Face-Off presented by Moe's Gallery and Fine Framing, Fort Lowell and Dodge, and at moesgallery.com, also on Facebook. Check Moe out for all of your custom framing needs. He can take care of it. Be right back.
Hi, I'm Dr. Kevin Lehman on behalf of 5-Star Termite and Pest Control. Question, how many cockroaches does it take to change a light bulb? None, if you use 5-Star Termite and Pest Control, because there are no cockroaches. Hasta luego. Adios, cucaracha. Do yourself a favor and call my friend Shelby Hawkins at 5-Star Termite and Pest Control.
We're 5-Star Pest Control. We know what bugs you.
The Regional Transportation Authority is funding new sidewalks, pedestrian crossings, and bike lanes across the region to enhance our regional mobility and safety. The 20-year RTA plan also includes roadway improvement projects and transit service enhancements to get you where you want to go. The RTA continues to deliver its promise to you to make our region safer and more accessible. Better roads, better transit, better choices, a better future. More at rtamobility.com. Vero Mori is Tucson's only certified authentic Neapolitan wood-fired pizza, where every flavorful pizza, pasta, panini, and salad is homemade using the finest local and imported ingredients. And now at Vero Amori's lovely new location within the remodeled Plaza Palomino at Swan and Fort Lowell, Vero Amori is proud to announce an expanded menu and bar offerings with 16 microbrews on tap and 14 keg wines, along with two separate cooler rooms to keep the beverages at just the right temperature. Vero Amori, Plaza Palomino, and on Dove Mountain Boulevard in Marana, plus a full catering menu and mobile pizza truck for parties and events. Vero Amori on the web at veroamori.com.
Are you happy with the news you get? While not all news is good news, you know good reporting when you see it. Check TucsonSentinel.com every day for breaking news and investigative reports. Have your say in the comments. It's all in TucsonSentinel.com, your local, independent, nonprofit news. You can rely on TucsonSentinel.com for solid reporting about immigration, Tucson and Pima politics, everything from the border to baseball. It's independent news without the spin. TucsonSentinel.com. We are watching Tucson.
As a small business owner, I know the importance of a certified public accountant you can trust. That's why I recommend my CPA, Michael C. Flowers of Flowers, Rieger & Associates, proud sponsors of the Buckmaster Show. Located at 2919 East Broadway and on the web at flowersrieger.com, or follow the live link on buckmastershow.com.
The average person in the USA today takes over 12 prescription medicines each year. And if you're over age 65, it is more than 17 medicines. CredibleMeds.org is a nonprofit organization dedicated to helping inform you and your healthcare providers. Over 30,000 people die each year from reactions to their medicines. Don't be one of those numbers. Be informed and stay safe. Visit CredibleMeds.org today and take control of your healthcare by taking your medicines safely.
You're invited to the 2016 Better Business Bureau Torch Awards on May 5th at Casino del Sol Resort from 6:30 to 8 o'clock p.m. We'll be announcing the winners of this year's awards in community service, customer excellence, and ethics. Our keynote speaker is Congresswoman Martha McSally. Join us as we celebrate Tucson's business community. It is the business event of the year. Register now at bbb.org/Tucson.
Welcome back to the Buckmaster Show, pushing now toward 12:35 on a beautiful Monday afternoon in Tucson on AM 1030 KVOI, Tucson's Voice. Time for our monthly interview segment we call our Arizona Business Journal, presented by the Better Business Bureau of Tucson and Southern Arizona. Ryan Foster is with me. Ryan is Communications Manager with the Better Business Bureau of Southern Arizona. Ryan, how are you?
I'm great. How are you doing?
Have a great weekend?
Oh, yeah. It was beautiful.
Beautiful weekend. Speaking of Mr. Trump.
Yes. Yep, got to talk about him.
Yeah, following up after our Monday political face-off, BBB has been in the national news lately with the GOP debates going on, about the fallout from Trump University.
Yes. We had to mention this. We had a statement that we put out last week about this because Trump was saying some things about his rating and some people were confused. So we wanted to clear up that currently Trump University is out of business. And while it was in business, it held a BBB rating that fluctuated between A+ and a D-. Currently, it has no rating because it is out of business. And there was a rumor that BBB had faxed a copy of their rating to Mr. Trump during the debate last week. However, we did not. Fortunately, though, this story has given us a great opportunity to talk about how our ratings work. BBB ratings, they're dynamic. They're based on an algorithm that takes into consideration a wide range of marketplace issues. All 5.3 million BBB business reviews include a link to an overview that explains how ratings are developed.
So at one point, the low point, Trump University had a D-.
Yes.
But at one point, it had an A+.
Right. If you're in business and you have a BBB rating with us, you'll see that they change. I mean, it depends on how long you've been in business, whether you're responding to complaints, all kinds of different factors.
Let's talk a little bit, Ryan. Give us kind of an overview about how these ratings are developed. Perhaps you could go into a little more detail on that.
Sure. So as soon as a business starts, they start out pretty much with no rating. It takes some time for us to collect some information on them to develop these ratings. Usually, if you're responding to all your complaints and you're, you know, making good on the promises that you made with your business, making sure that you're telling the truth in your advertising, making sure that you're keeping your licenses and your bonding up to date with the state, then you'll be good. As long as you're communicating with us, then everything's A-okay.
Do you only report on accredited business then?
No, we have reviews on accredited and non-accredited businesses in Southern Arizona.
And the rating is from A to F, is
yes.
That correct?
Mm-hmm.
And so this is very important to a lot of people because having that BBB seal, it's a starting point for many consumers, let's face it.
I mean, that
seals all about trust.
Exactly. Yeah. Whenever people are looking for someone to do a good job for them, they'll go to our website and they'll see what that rating is to see if businesses are accredited. That is a big deciding factor for them.
So if a business gets a bad rating, can they then respond?
That's what we want people to do. We want business owners to respond as much as possible. Whenever people leave complaints, we want them to respond. Even if they were in the wrong, we want some communication to happen so they can clarify and fix the issue if there was one.
Because otherwise, it's just going to be hanging out there.
Right. if you don't respond to a complaint, we will show that on our website, and that does not look good on your report.
No, that does not look good. All right, time for our monthly scam of the month from the Better Business Bureau. What do we have this month?
This one's pretty interesting. I haven't seen one like this before. So there was, we're following the scam that involves an online poodle dealer. So yeah, we had a local consumer who reported into our scam tracker, and they bought a poodle from Gavin's Poodles. This is a, it was like out of a place out of Maryland. And she bought the puppy online. She paid $500. And then once she was ready to receive the dog, the dealer sent her a confirmation for the flight itinerary for this dog. But in the process of that communication, they said, oh, we also need $1,800 for flight insurance. So she called the airline, and they told her there was no dog on that plane. So luckily, she only spent $500. It could have been more, but she figured it out before it went too bad.
But she did drop 500.
She dropped 500, yes. Yeah.
That is really, really tough.
So always be aware of online, you know, sales and different things like that.
And these phone calls that we all get, somebody saying, well, they're, you know, who knows where they're calling from, India, mm-hmm. sometimes from the Philippines. And if you want to respond to these people, if it does sound suspicious, just say, I'm not interested. And it's, I always do that. I hang up. I'm sorry. I hang up on these people. And you pretty well know it's not legitimate when they don't call you back.
Exactly. Yeah. I mean, they'll call and threaten you with jail time
exactly.
or fees and all this stuff. Yeah. And it's not real usually, hopefully.
So then I hang up and then they don't bother me again. How about the big event coming up? You've got your Torch Awards?
Yeah, the BBB Torch Awards. That is going to be on May 5th at Casino del Sol Resort. We're asking people to register for that event now on our website, tucson.bbb.org. We're getting really excited for that. We're about 7 weeks out.
What are some of the, what's the criteria for who can be nominated?
Well, nominations are over. We have our finalists.
Okay.
We have four in each category. I won't sit here and mm-hmm. say all those, but we're excited because we got Martha McSally to be our keynote speaker. So she'll be coming and talking about ethical leadership, and we're going to have the awards ceremony with the videos of all our finalists. It'll be a lot of fun.
And how do we get information again?
Go to the website, tucson.bbb.org, and you'll find everything you need on there.
And again, getting back to our scams, your website has all sorts of great information. And it's also a place if someone, and I know, Ryan, you welcome calls, mm-hmm. But if someone wants to just report a scam, they could do that over the website.
On our website, we have a button at the top that says Scam Tracker. You can go there to report scams. You can also look up scams that are happening in our region. It has a little place where you can type in a keyword, type in the IRS scam, see how many hits we've gotten in our area. So it's a pretty good tool.
Someone just called and they wanted, Ryan, the phone number for reaching you and the Better Business Bureau.
It's 520-888-5353.
All right. And again, register for the Torch Awards, bbb.org, and you're expecting a real good event. The venue again is?
Casino del Sol Resort. It'll be about 6:30 to 8 p.m.
All right. Ryan, thank you very much. Ryan Foster.
Thanks for having me.
Ryan Foster with us from the Better Business Bureau. We have Mr. Dr. Mark Sykes coming up. There's been a launch to Mars. We'll find out all about that next on Buckmaster.
Honey, welcome home. How was your trip to L.A.?
Flying out of Tucson was the way to go. I got 3 whole days of FaceTime with the board, and they liked the fact that I saved the company time and money by flying out of TIA.
Oh, honey, that's great. Sounds like your career is really taking off.
You bet. With so many daily flights to L.A., I can get there in no time at all.
Flying from Tucson International Airport is convenient and cost-effective. Check out our cost comparison calculator at flytucson.com or text the word COMPARE to 51313. Fly Tucson. It's the way to go.
Business owners and managers upgrade your workforce through training customized to meet your needs.
Pima Community College offers affordable, specialized training for companies large and small. Instruction is delivered how, when, and where you want it, whether online, at your business, or a customized combination. Pima Community College instructors make training relevant with a focus on today's real-world business needs and measurable success. Learn more at 206-6593, 206-6593.
What if you could see tomorrow? Biosphere 2. Find out why visitors journey here from all over to explore future life on our planet. Guided tours take you inside and behind the scenes of this fascinating 21st century research experiment. Now, experience our new What If interactive event series every Saturday at this must-see wonder of the world. At Biosphere 2, you will see tomorrow.
The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun cover two of Arizona's most desirable communities. The newspapers reach more than 75% of the communities each week, with a combined population of more than 50,000. The Green Valley News also publishes a dozen magazines each year, and both newspapers publish up-to-the-minute local news online at gvnews.com. The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun, it's all right here.
Noble Hops is Tucson's original gastro pub, serving an impressive menu of craft beer and fine fare. Choose from more than 175 beers from around the world, plus wine and a full bar. Enjoy delicious soups, salads, burgers, sandwiches, hearty entrees, and more. Craft beer, fine fare, great service, and stunning views. Noble Hops, perfect for lunch, dinner, happy hour, late night, and any time in between. Open daily at La Cañada and Lambert Lane in Oro Valley. Ready to do some antiquing? If you love a special one-of-a-kind object like I do, I strongly suggest Adobe House Antiques, specializing in early 20th century European and American art, and they have the best selection in town of antique light fixtures. Adobe House Antiques in the Jostler Design Building at 2700 North Campbell, 325-9439, and on the web at adobehouseantiques.com. Cushman & Wakefield Picor is Tucson's leading independently owned full-service commercial real estate company. Founded in 1985, Cushman & Wakefield Picor offers leasing, sales, and property management for industrial, office, medical, retail, land, and investment properties in Tucson and Sonora, Mexico. Visit our website at picor.com for the latest news from Tucson's commercial real estate sector. That's picor.com. Call us at 748-7100. The Regional Transportation Authority and its member jurisdictions work together to deliver regional transportation improvements that are funded by the RTA's 20-year plan. So far, more than 700 transportation improvements have been completed, like enhanced transit services, new bike lanes and sidewalks, expanded roadways, and new traffic signal technologies. Better roads, better transit, better choices, a better future. More at rtamobility.com. Welcome back to the Buckmaster Show, this portion presented by our friends over at Green Things. They have pretty much everything you can imagine that's green and grows. They've got 33 green houses full of plants, pottery, and gardening supplies, and it's very convenient, just off River Road, 3384 East River Road, just west of the intersection of Dodge and River, just west of the Brandy Fenton Park, and you can even access it from the Rito Riverwalk. So very convenient. Jan and Jack, the owners over there, do a great job and going to Green Things for years. Check that out. Also, we want to mention that this portion of the show is brought to you by Vero Amore Pizza, celebrating 10 years in business. Vero Amore has been with us on the Buckmaster Show since day one. They are one of our charter sponsors, and here's some good news for all the many fans of Vero Amore. To celebrate, they're going to have all the original item menu items the last half of March, and along with the original items, the menu will feature the original pricing from 10 years ago. That, Mark Sykes, is good news, right?
That's enough to get you over
to Plaza Palomino. And if you want to join the celebration officially, it's going to be the night of March 23rd over at Vero Amore. Should be a lot of fun. Mark Sykes is with me in studio. You heard his wonderful laugh a few moments ago. Mark is CEO and director of the Planetary Science Institute, celebrating its 44th year this May as a Tucson-based nonprofit engaged in the exploration of the solar system. And we've got some space news, breaking news. The Russians are on their way to Mars.
Well, they've launched a European spacecraft on its way to Mars.
Okay.
And but it was a good thing for the Russians because the last couple of launches have not been too successful. And their last launch, they tried to send up their Phobos Grunt mission and a Chinese Mars mission that was co-manifested, but it never got out of orbit. And so, see that it was great to see that they were able to do a successful launch with their Proton rocket, and now the ExoMars mission, which is a European Space Agency mission, is on its way with both an orbiter and a lander.
And there are no human beings on board.
unless they've snuck on some way and have a really big gas tank, you know. So and some crackers.
What happened to this Russian, well, obviously the dismantling of the Soviet Union is one of the things that happened to the Russian space program.
They lost a lot of their curious people.
Is it safe to say it's like a shadow of itself?
They lost an awful lot of experience, and but they're building it back. You know, it's a process like everything else.
This launch was in Kazakhstan.
That's where they have their main spaceport.
Mm-hmm. And so what is the goal of this particular probe?
Well, it's primarily Mars atmosphere. The orbiter will be searching for, it's called the trace gas orbiter, be searching for things like methane, which has been linked with possible life on Mars. And so if they see some of it and detect where it's coming from, see if it's seasonal or variable in any way, or could link it to non-geologic processes, that'll be important. The lander is called Schiaparelli, and that is going to be looking from the ground up through the atmosphere and the dust storms to characterize its processes from the ground. And Schiaparelli, of course, is named after the person who discovered the Martian Canali, which was mistranslated into English as canals, suggesting artificial origin. And got Percival Lowell, thinking about along those lines, and I wonder if it didn't inspire Edgar Rice Burroughs at the time, you know, John Carter on Mars and all that.
The canals, of Mars,
as opposed to channels, which are more natural thing,
opposed to cannolis.
Well, you know, then that's back to artificial. So.
Yes. So this whole fascination with Mars goes back to, I guess, Mr. Lovell.
Well, and actually Schiaparelli before him. He's the one that Lovell heard about the canals from.
And then Lovell, his observing was done up in Flagstaff.
Yep. That's where they discovered Pluto, and he did a lot of sketches of Mars, mapping out things that he thought he saw.
So does the U.S. have any role in this particular mission?
Not a science role per se. We're providing a radio transmitter, which would be useful for determining position as well as to communicating with other spacecraft and rovers on the ground. So, but we don't have any science, either instruments or team members on this particular flight.
Pluto, of course, is your specialty. You love Pluto, and you've done a lot of research.
Who can't love Pluto?
I mean, you love Pluto. Yeah. It's the whole thing that went on. That is it a planet or is it what do they call it?
Dwarf planet.
Yeah,
dwarf planets are fine. But there, of course, there might be that thing that's 10 times the size of the Earth out there, which I would call a giant dwarf planet. So you know,
yeah. To be a dwarf planet, you have to be what?
You have to be not large
less
enough
than
to clear
four
the
feet th- no.
N- not la- yeah, not less the you had to have cleared not cleared the your orbit of debris over the age of the solar system. Thing is, as you move further and further away from the sun, you got to get bigger and bigger and bigger to clear that stuff out. So certainly Pluto's too small to have cleared the orbit and its debris over the age of the solar system, but then Neptune's too small if you put it out at 100 astronomical units. So, you know, Earth would be too small if it was at the orbit of Saturn. So so it may not be a great definition for looking at all these other solar systems that we're finding.
How are the Chinese space missions going to Mars? They've got a couple planned, don't they?
They've got one on the books.
Yeah.
Yeah. They
have not done a formal one yet.
Well, they did launch one on a Russian a rocket that didn't get out of orbit, and so that was too bad. That was their first attempt at a Mars mission. But I expect within the next several years that there will be another attempt to go to Mars.
I finally saw that movie Gravity with Sandra Bullock.
Really?
Yeah. Had you seen
it? Oh,
you've seen it, of course.
I own it,
come on. I knew you'd have it. But it brought up some interesting, and I wanted to ask you about this the next time we saw you, and the next time is now, about junk up in space and exploding junk and junk hitting space stations. And where does that stuff go? Does it just stay in orbit?
It stays in orbit until it slowly decays.
Is depicted in the movie?
Well, not quite the way it's depicted in the movie, because things don't move like that. Also, all the space stations aren't in the same orbit like they basically have them in the movie. And the junk would, it simply wouldn't be phased. It was great for dramatic effect, but
yeah, going
but
around
wasn't
every
very
every.
But there is a real problem with space junk up there from rocket boosters and stuff that explode or get shot, and there's agreements to put little rockets on these things to have them, you know, when they're released, to have them go re-enter into the Earth's atmosphere to try to keep the lanes of space clear of debris, because if it hits you going a few tens of miles a second, it's a bad day.
All right, let's go to the Buckmaster Show live line, and we have a question for Philip, I believe. Hello, Philip.
Hello, yes. I was noticing that the asteroid Ceres, C-E-R-E-S, is mostly a lot of water. Is it technically possible to move that asteroid into the orbit of Mars, like as a moon satellite, and then start shifting the water onto the planet Mars?
The simple answer is no. Ceres is the largest object in the asteroid belt. It's about 20% water by mass. And I'm on the mission, the Dawn mission, which is orbiting it right now and finding a lot of absolutely fascinating things. As a source of water, Mars itself would be a good source for local water, if you want to bring it up from the surface. And we don't know about the state of Phobos and Deimos, you know, whether beauty's only skin deep and it's kind of a, you know, dry, crusty stuff on the exterior, or whether there might be hydrated minerals containing water beneath the surface that could be tapped. That's a job for a future exploratory mission.
The caller brings up an interesting question about water on Mars. Do we know about a water table on the planet? Such a thing?
Yeah, it's certainly speculated. Yes. We don't know about what's in the deeper interior. Within a meter of the surface, we've detected water underneath, or I should say water ice, underneath in a layer extending from the pole down to like 60, 50 degrees latitude. So there is quite a bit of water near the surface of Mars in the form of ice, and you have to go up to the higher latitudes. Whether there's liquid water beneath the surface, well, that's a really interesting question that, you know, I'm hoping that at some point we might be able to resolve.
But right now there is no mission that has looked at that to resolve that. I mean, that's something really down the road here.
Yeah.
That we'll be closer to when we're finally ready to send a man or woman or both up there.
Yeah, well, I think we're hundreds of millions of dollars away from that.
Mark Sykes, thank you very much. Where can we find out more about PSI?
Well, you can always go to our website, which is www.psi.edu.
There you go. That's a good place. And become a member. It's a great local organization that does work all over the world, but they're based right here in Tucson.
Yep.
Thank you very much. This portion of the Buckmaster Show presented by Silver City in Grant County, New Mexico. They're very excited. They have a concert coming up in the beautiful little mountain town of Pinos Altos at the Buckhorn Opera House. Really a neat location. And they have Grammy Award-winning singer Eliza Gilkison. She'll be taking the stage with guitarist Nina Gerber that Saturday night at 7:30 at the Buckhorn Opera House in Pinos Altos, just a 10-minute drive from downtown Silver City. And Silver City's only 3 hours east of Tucson. Great places to stay like Bear Mountain Lodge. And you can find the full listing of the many things to do and places to stay by going to Southwest New Mexico, spelled out, .org. All right, we do 5 hours of local talk here every day on KVOI. Coming up this afternoon, one of those local talk shows, Mike Shaw and 4 Tucson at 4. Ray Allen will be back producing that show as well from 4 to 5. We'll do Wake Up Tucson 6 to 8, and then the Daily Double with Chris DeSimone, then me, Bill Buckmaster, back with you at 12:04. One of our topics tomorrow: should you be talking politics around the water cooler? We're going to talk to an HR person. That should be a very interesting discussion. Politics and the office on Buckmaster tomorrow. Have a great afternoon and evening.